Welcome back to Shore Sports Talk on 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management. Vin Abenu with you. With me this morning is Frank Trankel, the District 18 Little League Administrator here in Ocean County, representing a bunch of teams. Barnegat Little League, Beechwood, Pine Beach, Berkeley, Brick, Jackson, Holbrook, Lacey, Manchester, Toms River, and Toms River East Little League. So as Little League Baseball gets underway, and of course, rain always a factor in April. It always is, even back when I was playing. So with that being said, a Little League season is underway, so a lot of exciting things going on. So Frank, before we dive in, welcome on in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good to be back.
So it's always fun, you know, whether Major League, college, high school, Little League baseball season, you know what? It's the beginning of another baseball season, and it's exciting. I love, especially in Little League, the opening day parades and announcements and hitting the field for the first time and everything. So, I mean, it's got to be exciting as all these games are getting underway.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. I actually got invited to a few opening days, and I had to pick one or two to go to. So I'm actually heading over to Manchester this year, and they're having their 60th anniversary. So I'll be at their opening day this year. So, yes, and they're honoring some people there and stuff like that, too. So, yeah, it's spring, you know, it's baseball time. Let's get going, you know, get some warmer weather and get the rain out of here, you know?
Yeah. The amount of, like, rainouts or postponements, it can imagine it drives everybody at every Little League crazy with trying to figure out where to put the games, what times, what fields are available, what days.
it's a job in itself. Yes, it is.
Always fun. And then all of a sudden you end up playing like a makeup game at like 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Like,
you don't want to do that. Yes.
Get up early, parents. Time to play ball with the kids. So I know when you were on a short time last year, we talked about some of the votes and league changes, not just with Little Leagues here in Ocean County, but Little League International and everything with everybody out in Pennsylvania. So as Little League seasons are getting underway, what are some of the changes in terms of rules for this year? What's staying the same at any of the levels?
Well, we got some changes coming up that, you know, they've gone with a continuous lineup that seems to be a growing trend in the baseball community. So every kid at the game will bat. So if they have 12 there, they'll bat 12. If they have 11, they'll bat 11. If they have 13, they'll bat 13. So they passed that. So that's in effect. Some other things, in fact, are the coaches can now warm up the pitcher. It's now a rule. It's okay. They can do that, even though they weren't allowed to do it before, but a lot of umpires let it go because it sped the game up. But that's now a rule. And then we also have new mercy rules in the game because a lot of parents don't want to be there if their team is getting crushed, I should say.
I get that, yeah.
So there's a 15-run rule after three in Little League, a 10-run rule after four in Little League, and an 8-run rule after five. So they've adjusted that a little bit.
And that's at all the levels?
Yeah, then it moves up an extra inning on the bigger field because you play 7 innings versus 6 innings. So it moves from the third to the fourth inning and the fourth to the fifth and so on.
And with the lineup change, is that just regular season? Does that go into like playoffs and tournament play?
That will be through the whole thing, the whole World Series. So when you see them in Williamsport and the World Series is on, you could see a team not batting nine and the other one batting more or less, or it's going to be a little weird to see. But they want kids to bat more, so that's what they've made the change with. So.
And the defensive changes, that's allowed to change throughout the game?
They can just change throughout the game, so there's no more like a player being substituted for another player and has to stay in that spot in the lineup. So now that everybody bats, they just have to play in the field a certain amount of innings. So they can just go in and out. They can go play left one inning, go play right, then come play first, then play second. They can just move in and out.
Do you think that these changes are, like, it's more challenging or make things easier for coaches and Little League administrators like yourself?
I think it's to make it easier for the coaches and the parents. Okay. The amount of volunteers in Little League is down from over the years since when you and I played, probably. So getting people to coach is a little difficult. So there was a lot of violations in last year's tournament with people not doing substitutions improper, illegal substitutions, a kid not getting in the game. So to try to help alleviate that a little bit, they're trying to make the rules so not as, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, so hard, a little bit easier for the coaches. So if everybody's batting, everyone's batting. And then if everybody's playing in the field and defensively, everybody gets to play in the field. They don't have to worry about, oh, my God, I got to get Johnny in by the fourth inning. Otherwise, I'm going to get a penalty or whatever, you know.
So is there that with these changes, that sort of requisite minimum amount of innings, like the three innings that a certain kid has to play at a minimum to?
I believe it's, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's they have to play a minimum of two defensive innings, I believe. Yeah, and since they're all batting, you know, everybody's going to get to bat. Now, some kids are going to get less at-bats now, you know, because you're batting everybody. So
right, I guess if you're at the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah, you might only get up once or twice or versus the guy at the top who might get up two or three, where in the old days when you're batting nine, he might get up three or four times. So there's going to be
an adjustment, I guess, right?
That, yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
How are signups going for players like this year, at least in District 18 or anything you're hearing in other districts around New Jersey with the amount of kids signing up for to play ball?
Yeah, it's coming back again after the pandemic. We've done stuff in the past when, remember in 2020 in the pandemic, you were there and you did, we were there with the hand sanitizer and you had the mic on the hockey stick, I remember. Because we had to stay afar, remember all that stuff?
Yeah, MacGyver something there.
So it's slowly coming back up. Some of my legs are growing a little bit south of here, and then a couple other legs are about the same.
Yeah,
and they're growing a little bit. But I think people are now out of the pandemic mode and trying to get their kids back out playing on the field and playing baseball. So I do know that from some of my leagues now, they're saying that a lot of people are showing, oh my God, it's baseball season, I got to sign up. Now that's always been the case.
Oh yeah, the last minute signups.
But for now, it seems like it's more because everybody's been locked up in the house for all those, you know, so now it's just like, oh my God, I forgot.
It's baseball season.
Yes, so it seems a little more prevalent this year, you know.
What about T-ball, especially for a second here? Do you find that parents are signing a lot of kids up for that,
T-ball?
I guess, 4-, 5-, 6-year-old T-ball?
T-ball numbers are out of control across the whole district. I believe in Bricktown, they may have like 15 teams in T-ball. I heard they have 11 minor league teams, which is a lot. So
sure.
Those numbers are coming back. So the younger kids are coming back. So the 4-, 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-, 9-year-olds, they're starting to play more. So yeah, those numbers are up across the district. So
could be good for the future.
I guess in a couple years we'll have some bigger numbers back up on the older kids.
Right. You know? Yeah, I guess especially for the 10, 11, 12-year-olds who could be going out to Williamsport. If you're putting your kid in now to play T-ball and then through the lower levels before getting to that level, it could be a lot of talent locally heading out to PA at some point.
Yeah. Well, we have a good record for that. So, you know,
we do.
I mean, I kind of expect to have a team somewhere going somewhere every year. I mean, we've done pretty well since I became district administrator. I mean, we had two state champions last year in Little League Baseball and Little League Softball.
Yeah.
Both from Toms River. So they both made it to the regions. And they're, I think, one game from going to the World Series.
Oh, so close.
So we have great, you know, history with Toms River Jackson, Toms River East, you know, with Todd Frazier and, you know, Carson Frazier a couple years ago in 2021, the pandemic. So we have a good track record around here. So I expect someone in the district, you guys are all hearing me out there, all 10 of my legs, someone's going to make it to the States.
That's a great point. I mean, you think about who's made it through some of the tournaments in New Jersey and then out to PA or to Connecticut. Before that, there's just a lot of really good, talented ball players and teams just in Ocean County alone.
Yeah, I think it's in the water, just like they say with the pizza. It's in the water down here. It's in our genes down here. It's in our
genes. We know Little League baseball here in Ocean County.
We know Little League baseball here, yes. We absolutely do.
What about volunteers across the board with some of these Little Leagues, whether it's coaches or helping out in the kitchen or helping around any of the Little League complexes or umpires? I mean, where are those numbers sitting for the 23 season?
Yeah, we need umpires, I can tell you that. And we need volunteers at all our leagues. The amount of volunteers is down over the years. People just aren't volunteering as much anymore. So if you have some free time and you can come help your local league, come on down. If
sure.
You can, anything, cut the grass, work in the snack stand, cooking hot dogs. If you want to get some umpiring skills, we got some plenty of umpires that can, you know, get you involved at leagues. So we need help in that aspect. A lot of people don't realize Little League is a volunteer program.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm a volunteer, but there's a lot of, you know, so many umpires get paid. You know, that part of the game has changed a little bit, but the league makes itself run on its own, so the volunteers what makes it better, you know. So we need volunteers out there.
Is it a long process if somebody wants to become an umpire?
No, you can reach out to your local league, and you could probably get some training and get started. We just had our District 18 umpire clinic this past Sunday. It was an all-day clinic. And usually we get younger kids, 13, 14, that are just getting out of the majors and want to get in there. Sometimes there's some younger kids, and sometimes there's some adults in there that just want to learn the rules.
Sure.
So they can become better coaches. You know, I think coach should at least umpire. In my book, I think if you're coaching in the minors, I think you should have to come umpire another game, like somebody that's not, you know, not your team's, so you can understand the game more, you know. And we got a lot of kids that want to step up and umpire too now. So we got they want to make a couple bucks too. So, but yeah, we need more volunteers out there. That's what makes, there's usually at each league 5 to 8 people that really run the league, you know?
Okay.
And it used to be back in the day, 20 people, but it's a lot harder now. You got the equipment guy, you got the field guy, you got the registration person, you got the snack stand person, you got the president, the vice president, baseball operations. There's all kinds of different positions out there that if you want to get involved, just go down to your local league, fill out a volunteer application form, and you're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I think, important to your point about learning the rules, whether you're going to be an umpire or not. I mean, I think in part that could speed up the game too with, you know, having those less lengthy conversations between coaches, managers, and the umpires and everything else, or less arguments and so on and so forth. You're like, okay, these are the rules. I get it.
Right.
And then it's just kind of coming up for clarification or something on a certain matter. But I think it's a great point to understand just what the current rules are for Little League at every different level.
Mm-hmm. The rules are different, and they're different in each level too. So, you know, we have intentional walks. People don't realize that you can intentionally walk the kid. I don't recommend that, Little League. You want the kid to hit, but there's intentional walks, and there's other rule changes that change. You know, stealing of bases is not allowed until you get to the 50-70 level. You can't steal bases and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not regular baseball. It's a little bit different. You know?
Yeah, I guess
we don't have no pitch clock yet or none of that stuff. Like,
I'm
the MLB.
Sure it's coming
at some point. But we don't have any of that.
Can you imagine by the time you get to
like time limits on some games?
Well,
we do have that.
All right, let's hurry it up.
Yeah,
all makes sense. Can you imagine like you get to the senior league at some point where some of the high school kids are, and all of a sudden you're on that pitch clock or everything else? Like, all right, come on, guys. Speed it up.
I hope it doesn't come, because I don't know if the leagues are going to be able to afford to buy 3 pitch clocks to put one in the outfield, one behind home, so everybody knows.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
That would take a good amount of fundraising.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of fun events and stuff. Obviously, a lot of games getting going across District 18 and Little Leagues everywhere. I know something on the site is the 4th annual Home Run Derby coming up in June over at Manchester Little League and everything. Of course, as you mentioned, the 60th anniversary there. So, what is it about the Home Run Derby and some other fun events that are happening this Little League season?
Well, the Home Run Derby is my favorite. I love it. I started that 4 years ago, and we've had 3 kids make it to the finals of the 3 years, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. It's just a good time. The kids love to go over to Manchester. They like to hit it over the wall. There's a brick wall there and left and brick wall on right, and it kind of looks like Yankee Stadium with the facade, and they love to hit there. And we give out prizes, and there's no cost. You just got to register online. We take like the first 75 kids, and you show up in your jersey. You can wear sneakers. You got to bring your helmet. it's a good event. The first couple years, we had some, runoffs, because there were ties.
Oh, wow.
So it was in between the 1 year. It was between Carson Frazier and Joey DeMeo from Tom's Arena.
Oh, that's right.
And they went to the next round tied, and then Carson beat Joey. And then Carson got to go to Kansas City and hit at the Royal Stadium. So
that's awesome.
That was cool, you know? So I expect we got some kids registered this year, but we expect more to pop in there, come on down and get registered. You have to register. We're not taking people at the door, 'cause we give out certificates and all that other stuff.
Makes sense.
But it's a good day. It's a good fun day.
So, and any player could sign up, or do they have to have like a
10 or 11 or 12 year olds? We do. Anybody that's a baseball, you know, Little League aged. You know, the Little League has their own age calculator. 10, 11, or 12-year-old can sign up and register. Sometimes Todd's there. Sometimes we have some prior winners come back.
Nice.
Carson came last year and showed the kids, you know, how to do it first, which was nice, because a lot of kids were like, oh, my God, what do I do?
Right.
So it was that, you know, broke the ice a little bit. So yeah, that's a good event. So we I enjoy that. You get pins, and it's just a good event. It's a good fun event.
What are any changes, rule changes, or any events coming up, or any information that you'd like to relay out there to parents, to coaches, to umpires about what's going on this year with Little League in terms of any games, changes, anything that they need to know, anything that they should be looking?
Well, there's a couple things. If you have some older kids, we used to host a junior regional out in Freehold, not us, but New Jersey had it out in Freehold. It was there for, I think, 25 years.
Okay.
It's now moved. It's now out in DuBois, Pennsylvania, which is like out towards Pittsburgh. So if you're thinking of going to the junior, you know, if you're going to make it to the Junior League Regional, you're not going to New Jersey. You're going out to the western part of Pennsylvania for that. So that's been moved. And then also the 5070 Regional used to be out in Commack, Long Island. 5070 is the division right above majors. That is now down in Dover, Delaware. So they moved that as well. So a couple tweaks and changes there. Yeah, so a couple things like that. But
there you go.
As far as around the district, we got our 10 leagues. We got games going almost every day, every night. And you probably run into me umpiring somewhere. So that's the most fun.
Are you kind of like Lizzie Nielsen in Naked Gun?
No, I don't do any Naked Gun moves. None of that. Do have fun though with the kids on the field. That's the best part.
There you go.
We
talked about this in the past as well. But with another season going and underway now, what are some things that you love watching just about Little League baseball at all the different levels with all the kids getting out there and playing every year?
I like watching the kids come together as a team. Teamwork. It really is a big thing. I like watching that. I also like to watch kids umpire and really get into it. Like really take it seriously. So there is some kids. They're not kids anymore. They're young adults now. But
sure,
one kid that went through the program, through our program district, he's out in the minor leagues umpire now. So,
oh, wow.
So, yeah, he did pretty well. And then our umpire clinic is named after Jim Peterson, the late Jim Peterson. His son, Brian Peterson, is also in, I think, AAA.
Okay.
So, you know, that's cool to see that part of it, you know. And maybe – you never know. Some of these kids may make it to the major leagues. So, you know, that's
good
pretty
point.
Fun to see them develop when they were 8 to 9 to 10, up to 15 and 16, to see them develop into players. That's fun to watch, too.
Yeah, and not even just the ones who get the spotlight out in Williamsport. I mean, and I love the graphics that get shown, too, each year. But, you know, every so often you see a major leaguer for playing for whatever team. Like, oh, hey, they played in Little League somewhere, mm-hmm. or they played for this Little League, or their team did this. And mm-hmm. it's like, I think it shows, you know, all little kids out there like, oh, hey, wow, you know what?
I can actually make it.
Maybe if, you know, I work hard enough and I could be playing professional baseball one day myself.
I mean, it's like Anthony Volpe on the Yankees.
Yeah.
He's 21 and he's from New Jersey. I didn't realize he was from New Jersey, you know?
Yeah. We've got Ron Marinaccio out there, too.
Yeah. I didn't know he played at Toms River, but he did. He played Little League at Toms River, you know?
So, especially coming from Ocean County.
Yes.
I mean, well, New Jersey baseball players as well, but, you know, who have made, you know, cracked the major league level at some point. It's possible. And I think it's great, especially when you hear the stories from around mm-hmm. here, like, hey, so-and-so made the majors, or they got drafted and they're playing pro ball right now. And it's like, you know what? Could happen to me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, allow the little leaguers to dream big that, you know, you work hard enough and you build on that one day you could find yourself playing in a really good league.
And I also see that the Major League Baseball and Little League are growing together since they did the MLB Little League Classic game, which they do in the middle of the summer with all the teams that
are still
at Williamsport. That's a great, great event for those kids to be able to go watch a pro game, all the teams that are there.
Yeah.
Now, it used to be 16 teams at the World Series. Now it's 20. So there's four more teams.
Yeah,
they expanded. So there'll be 20 teams at that game. So they get to see that, which is exciting too. So, it's fun. You know,
I love how Major League Baseball is doing more with Little League.
They
to
are.
Try and grow the game.
Right, they're trying to do more. They have, I believe, they have Major League Baseball Little League days at certain stadiums. So,
nice.
If your league has something for that, they might be at the Yankees, the Mets, or the Phillies. I mean, I would take advantage of that. You know.
Yeah, and even locally, too.
Yeah,
I
even
know
locally
the Blue Claws do a great job mm-hmm. with having Little League teams out to their field.
And yeah, they always have Little
League. It's such a great feeling, especially for those the younger Little Leaguers at those lower levels or whatever.
Oh, yeah. just to be able to go on a field.
Their faces, like walk in the warning track at Shoretown Ballpark where the Blue Claws played. Yeah. They're like looking up, looking all around, like, oh wow,
It's like that's like a major league stadium. That'd be like you and I walking around Yankee Stadium or something. You know what I mean?
I'd love that. Oh goodness! Speaking of the Yankees, we got to talk about this because you and I are both Yankees fans here. So season underway.
Oh yeah,
a couple injuries that the Yankees are dealing with right now. Outside of Frankie Montas, doesn't look like anything will be more than a month or so into the season. So, how are you feeling about the Yankees right now going into the year?
I always feel good about the Yankees. I always do. I feel good about the Yankees until the Mets are ahead of them, and then usually right on the All-Star game, the Mets usually go the other. Sorry, all my Met fans out there, but the Mets are going to be good too, I think. So, they got some good players. I like the Mets. I don't dislike as much as I used to anymore because I like Lindor and stuff like that. So, I still hate the colors, but I think we'll be okay. I think we need another starter in there. There's some issues with the starter.
Just need to get healthy.
You need to just stay healthy.
Got a good lineup, though. We got a good lineup. Guys that could play all over the place.
We got a good lineup, yeah. We got guys that can go all over. I'm glad Rizzo's back.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad he's back.
Judge is the captain, locked up for a long time.
Yep, I think we'll be okay. But I think the rest of the East is going to be good too,
Yeah, Toronto.
Toronto's going to be okay.
Toronto scares me a little bit.
Yeah, Toronto scares me. And the Red Sox are always the Red Sox. So, but
Orioles really made a nice run at the end of last season.
That was fun to watch.
Like, whoa.
And I don't dislike them, but that was fun to watch.
Right. Yeah, they were just kind of like, hey, you know what? Let's go for it. And if they had another week of games, maybe they might have cracked a wild card spot, which would have been something fun to see.
Yeah.
The amount of teams coming out of the American League East playing in the playoffs.
So yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
So Major League Baseball season underway, college, high school, Little League. Baseball is getting going and softball as well. So lots of great things going on right now. So if Frank, before I let you go, just again, highlight of the Little League season ahead. Just, any words of encouragement for players and coaches out there to go out and enjoy the year?
Just go out and have fun. Get out of the house. We're back fully open. Get out, have fun. Fun leads to winning. And I'll see somebody at the state tournament from my district. I'm sure of it.
I'm confident in that too.
And just have a good time and respect your coaches and just have fun.
There you go. Frank, appreciate you coming in and talking about Little League, some of the changes, and then certainly some of the great stuff that's going on in District 18.
Thanks for having me again, Vin.
That is Frank Trankel, District Administrator for New Jersey District 18 Little League Baseball, covering a lot of teams here in Ocean County. Go out, enjoy, play the game well, kids, and then parents, coaches, umpires, go out and have fun. And if you're able to volunteer some time at your local Little League, please consider going out and doing so, whether that's umpiring, coaching, helping with the grounds, the batting cages, the concession stands. Do what you can to help out the local Little League community. More Shore Sports Talk sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management on 94.3 The Point right after this.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.